Welcome to Holistic Wisdom, where we explore collaborative insights for a healthier world. We will bring together voices from many paths and wisdom keepers from diverse traditions. Each episode is a conversation at the crossroads of science and the natural world. Together, we explore what it truly means to thrive in a healthier environment. Whether you're here to learn, unlearn, or simply reconnect, Holistic Wisdom invites you into a space of curiosity, healing, and possibility. Every morning I would wake up and say, I love my job, because I got to go in houses and, you know, meet fun people and show these beautiful homes and make really good money. And it's kind of like it consumes me for, you know, 6 months out of the year. And because I'm really good at it, I was making pretty good money. And so it was very rewarding, you know, when you put your heart and soul into something and you get a reward, which for me is culminating in a sale, it feels really good. It's like I've done my job well. And, you know, financially, obviously, it's really good. But for me, it was more about the completing the service that I was giving and having a happy ending. And this year, so when COVID came, everything changed. And we were taking numbers. We were like, you know, there were multiple bids and people were bidding way over asking, and it was getting kind of crazy, but it was like list sell, you know. It was like bam, 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 snap your fingers and it's done. And this year has been like a total 180, and the COVID is over. We're not in COVID anymore. The reason we are in an area where people were really flooding here because it's a healthy, happy place to live when lots of space. This year, the market has completely changed, and properties that used to sit on the market for maybe 3 or 4 days, maybe a week, are now on the market for 60 days, 80 days, 120 days. So that's just really frustrating, because I feel like, you know, I'm working even harder because there's more effort to sell a property when you have to constantly market it, constantly show it, constantly do open houses. And I knew it was like, yeah, I, you know, my colleagues and I, we would talk about, yeah, these are the good days, right, in real estate. But they, you know, we kind of feel like sometimes we earn that because we do work really hard. So I've come to this point where I'm tired and I'm frustrated and I feel a great pressure to sell these properties for my clients, even though it's not my fault that the properties aren't selling, I still feel responsible. And so I've been wondering, you know, and I'm 70 and thinking, do I really want to do this? You know, can I really keep up this pace? So anyway, I now have a lot of time. It's slowed down. It's September. People have gone home. And I have a lot of time, which is nice, in the mornings. I've been able to sort of settle into that. And I wake up in the morning and my routine, because I got really sick for about a week. I was just burnt out and really exhausted. And it was a wake-up call for me to really kind of rethink how I'm spending my 70-year-old year and how I am, you know, prioritizing things. So I've had a lot of time in the morning where I do my routine and I go outside and I go barefoot and ground my self in the earth, and I've been doing meditation and all the things that really feel good. And I'm kind of waking up, like there's this saying that is, if you bring forth that which is within you, you will thrive. And if you do not bring forth that which is within you, you will suffer. That's basically what it is. And so I feel like all of a sudden I'm just waking up to this, to the part of me that I have lost along the way. And that is, I'm a triple Taurus. I mean, Taurus is like grounded earth energy. And I love nature. And I listened to this podcast the other day, and it was really interesting. And one of the questions that this woman asked was, when are you most content? And I started thinking about that question, and I got this vision of, being with friends and family that I really enjoy being with, not clients and customers that I have to be on with and I have to provide a service for, just being with family and friends and being in nature and being and creating. And I'm not doing any of that in my work anymore. I'm in nature because luckily I live in a beautiful area, but it just feels like trudging through. So anyway, I have been really kind of trying to allow the guidance to come in instead of forcing, instead of worrying, instead of pushing for an answer, just saying, this is happening for a reason, and I have to let go. I just have to let go. If my business completely falls to the ground, I will survive. And, it's not that dire. I know I've been through this before where the market changes very abruptly and the sellers are still saying, no, my property's worth $60 million. And the buyers are saying, I'm only going to give you, So today, so I've been getting a lot of synchronicities, and I used to get, have you ever seen, like, looked at the clock and it's 11:11 or 1:23 or, something like that, and it's consistent?
Yes.
Well, that hasn't happened to me in a long time. And lately, it has been happening a lot. And I find it happens when I am hitting on something that is resonating, right? And so today I woke up, and my puppy, I'm really attached to my dog, and I really feel very responsible for his happiness. And I also sometimes get a little obsessive about it, and so he has these, he we live in a place where I have a fenced in backyard, and my friend down the street is a dog walker, and she brings her dogs down to my fenced in backyard, and they all play together. And it's awesome because it helps me, because I'm super busy with work, and I don't have time to play with him, and it helps her. And he is so happy. He's like, he knows, he can hear his friends coming down the road, and he's like, starts running back and forth in the house and like, oh, my friends are here, my friends are here. So anyway, all his friends are gone to, like, this 2 weeks, like, a lot of people are gone. And so I was like, oh God, what am I gonna do? I just he because he was really like just lying around. He wasn't eating, and he was like really sad and lonely. And I some friends might say, oh my God, Margie, he's just a dog. Well, I'm sorry, that when people say that to me, it drives me crazy. It's like, yeah, well, you're just a human, So so anyway, so today I was like, I had to go show a property with my niece, and I brought Atticus with me, and he was in the car, and I was thinking, oh, he's gonna have to sit in the car. And so my niece pulls up, and she has her dog Roxy with her. And Roxy is is a big mix, pity mix, and I don't know what else, but just the sweetest dog in the world, but high energy. And we were walking in the woods, and I thought, I said, well, why don't you bring Roxanne, and I'll bring Atticus. But I was like, we're clambering through the woods, and I was really nervous, about Atticus, because he's so little. He's like 8 pounds, and but he is just charging through the woods with Roxanne, having the best time. And I was a little nervous, and my niece said, they're fine, let them go, let them, because Roxanne will always comes, always responds to my call. And so I did, and they had the best time. And the moral of that story is that I just let go of the control, and I let go of my fear, because it wasn't real fear. It wasn't founded. It was unfounded fear. And so anyway, that, I mean, that's sort of a funny story, but it was just, it really did resonate with me, because I have been thinking a lot about how I am holding on so much to things to try to control them and try to make things happen that are not happening. They're just I'm clenching. So I was driving to another appointment today, and I was thinking about the podcast, and I was thinking about trust, and I was saying, hearing in my voice, in my head, Margie, you need to trust. And I was thinking, but who do you trust? I need to trust who? Some people would say trust God. Some people would say trust the universe. But I was really like bouncing around in my head, but I don't really know that. Maybe there's a God, but it's not the God that's in the Bible. I don't believe in the Bible. And it's interesting, because right before I was thinking about this, is what made me think about this, is that a woman was talking on a podcast, and she was talking about in the Bible, it says, oh God, am I gonna remember this? Thou sh do not, oh God, what was it? Oh my God, I'm gonna forget. Okay, I've totally lost it. Anyway, it said, she said something that the Bible said that when she said it, I was like, what? That is ridiculous. And so, it was making me, I was like, okay, so if I'm supposed to trust, who do I trust? And in my head, I heard, you got to trust yourself. And that's hard, because trusting yourself, where does that wisdom come from? Where does that guidance come from if it's only in you, right? And as I was having this whole conversation in my head, I came to a stop sign, and there was a truck coming down the other way. And what do you think the license plate said? Trust me. I was like blown away by that. Trust me. And I just started laughing. I'm like, oh my God, that is so cool. I went, okay, so trust me. And I took that for me to mean trust myself, And so anyway, that's sort of where I'm at, is really how important I think it is for people to trust, to really step back and to trust themselves, trust in their intuition, how important intuition is, and to trust in the guidance that comes to you. But the only way you can get that is to really slow down, stop pushing, stop controlling, and give space to listen. We all know inside, I think we have this inherent wisdom in us that knows what's right and wrong for us.
Right.
And we've been told all of these, you know, that we should do this, we shouldn't do that. There's so much confusion. So I guess the whole point of this conversation is I think we've come to a point, and a lot of astrologers are talking about the point of no return. And we are reaching that point where we need to create our own guidance system, our own wisdom. We need to go back to that creation, you know, to create instead of depending on outside sources to tell us what we should do and what we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to be doing. And my next podcast is about, you know, starting your day and really giving time and space to allow that wisdom and that intuition to come in, to start your day without outside
Thanks
influence.
for joining us on Holistic Wisdom. Help us grow this community by subscribing and leaving a review. Your support helps others discover these rich conversations. Until next time, stay curious, stay healthy, and keep connected.